there's a longer version to this song. The mother gets angry with the daughter for being so smart, and the daughter, and she tells the daughter to go out into the fields and start working. She doesn't want to look at her. And she says, well, if I go out in the fields and work, I'm sure I'll find a man out there. I may not come back. And it goes on and on and on. 8 years ago, I was not able to make it to the festival. It was about this time because I was having a baby. And I decided now that 8 years later, it's about time that my baby comes out to sing with me. So, come on out and sing with me. Actually, he's not really a baby. Where are you going? He thinks he has to come out the way we do. Well, that's it. That's what he wanted. Thank you. We did a program last week. His entire class was involved. So actually, this is the first time we've actually sung together alone. You remember what you do? One night as I was sleeping, something awakened me. There was a light on in my barn, so I went down to see. I peeked through a big old crack in the door, and what do you think I saw? The animals were having a barn dance, riding the horse's stall. And there was a chicken doing the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed his song. A mouse came out of his hiding place, and he danced on one leg. The old hen got so tickled that she almost laid an egg. They were all dressed up for the barn dance. It made me want to laugh. The rabbit wore a big bow tie, and the pig was a-looking in the looking glass. Goose danced with the gander till old goat butted in. The horse was a horsing around a lot till the mare got mad at him. And there was a chicken doing the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed his song. The mouse came out of his hiding place, and he danced on one leg. The old hen got so tickled that she almost laid an egg. Everybody sing. And there was a chicken doing the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed his song. A mouse came out of his hiding place, and he danced on one leg. The old hen got so tickled that she almost laid an egg. You tell him the name of this song.
The Mysterious Fox of Fox Hollow.
You hear that? The Mysterious Fox of Fox Hollow.
The Mysterious Fox of Fox Hollow. He doesn't have many friends. He hides in a forest behind a big rock. He sniffs with his nose in the wind. And you'll never see him, there's no need to look. He'll hide in the grass, or he'll hide in a bush. Sometimes he will run and jump over a log, for he is afraid of your dog. The Mysterious Fox of Fox Hollow. He plays with the foxy old bunch. He comes out at night to steal chickens, and someday he might eat your lunch. And you'll never see him, there's no need to look. He'll hide in the grass, or he'll hide in a bush. Sometimes he will run and jump over a log, for he is afraid of your dog. The Mysterious Fox of Fox Hollow. You ask me how I know. though I've never seen him one day at the farm. I saw his tracks in the snow.
Four of them.
And you'll never see him, there's no need to look. He'll hide in the grass, or he'll hide in a bush. Sometimes he will run and jump over a log, for he is afraid of your dog. Thank you.
Oh, that was delicious. Let's give them a hand, please. All right, some more fun people here from Tennessee. The Caney Farkas from Cookville, no less. Let's welcome Graham, Betty, Heather, and Holly Cash from Cookville, Tennessee.
The first song we'll do is one you probably know, so we'd be glad for you to sing along with us. Michael, row the boat ashore.
Thank you. haven't seen that in a while.
Thank you. The next one we'll do means come by here. It's usually called Kumbaya. You might know this one too. Feel free to sing.
The girls will be doing sign language on this one also. One we're going to do is a little bit of Americana and a little bit of folklore that happened up in the northeastern part of our country. And our poet laureate, Mr. Graham Cash, is going to start us off. Mr. Cash.
Elizabeth Borden took an axe and gave her papa 40 whacks. And when the job was nicely done, she gave her mama 41.
Yesterday in Otho River, Mr. Andrew Borden died, and they got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks say she didn't do it, Others say, of course she did. But they all agree Miss Lizzie B was a problem kind of kid. Oh, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Not even if his plan is a surprise.
A surprise, no, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. You know how neighbors love to criticize.
Well, she got him on the sofa where he'd gone to take a snooze. And we hope he went to heaven 'cause he wasn't wearing shoes. Lizzie kindly rearranged him with a hatchet, so they say.
And then she got her mother in that same old-fashioned way. Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Not even if you're tired of her cuisine.
Her cuisine, no, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. You know it's almost sure to cause a scene. Well, they really kept her hopping on that busy afternoon, with both down and upstairs chopping while she hummed a ragtime tune. They really made her hustle, and when all was said and done, she removed her mama's bustle when she wasn't wearing one. Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
And then blame all the damage on the mice.
On the mice, no, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. That kind of thing just isn't very nice.
Well, it wasn't done for pleasure, and it wasn't done for spite, and it wasn't done because the lady wasn't very bright. She'd always done the slightest thing that Ma and Papa bid.
They told her, Lizzie, cut it out.
And that's exactly what she did. Oh, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
And then get dressed and go out for a walk.
For a walk. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York.
Oh, you
can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Shut the door, lock and ratchet. Yonder comes Lizzie with a brand new hatchet.
Can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Such a snob, I've heard it said. She met her pa and cut him dead.
Can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts.
Jump like a fish, jump like a porpoise.
All join hands in a habeas corpus. Can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York.
You don't have enough level, I'll put it in here. See how it does.
Well, we thought maybe the bells were going to play a tune, but I think they were just telling us that it's 5:30. We hope that's what they're doing. Let's give the Keeney Farkas another hand. They love to come, and we love to have them come. They're just great. They have done a lot with our workshops down on the old marble stage, and we appreciate every lick they hit. Let's welcome a new pair called No Commercial Appeal from Gainesville, David Beatty and Mark. Ma'am?
Tracy.
Tracy. Oh, I thought it was Treacle. No, I didn't. David Beatty and Mark Tracy from Gainesville, no less. And they specialize in Renaissance and British Isle ballads on the plucked dulcimer, hammered dulcimer, bowed psaltery, recorder, banjo, mandolin, mouth bow, guitar, penny whistle, jew's harp. You name it, they do it. Let's welcome them. Here they are.
Never heard a thing yet. I wish I had time to say something stupid. That's usually the way I react to myself. But I don't. So instead, I'll just introduce this tune. This is an Irish harp tune. Whoops. Feeding a little bit. It's an Irish harp tune by a man named Turlock O'Carolan, who lived in the 1700s and was a blind Irish harp player. And he wrote many beautiful tunes. It's called Planxty George Brabazon, which means in honor of George Brabazon. It goes like this. This next one is another Irish tune, and it's called Swallowtail Jig. And if anybody feels like dancing a jig, we don't have a lighted dance floor here, but feel free. On the track, we're going to do another Irish tune. Is the voice coming through? I can't hear it. No? Yes? No? Everything okay now? You can't hear me now? Good. We're going to sing on this one. This one was a real hit, and we play in the streets in New Orleans. It's called Little Beggar Man. It's also known as Little Red-Haired Boy and Tommy Megan's Fantasy and Sailor with a Wooden Leg and Spider Bit the Baby and on Greer Dioche. And we call it Little Red-Haired Beggar Boy with a Wooden Leg who Bit the Baby. And you can call it anything you want to, but it goes like this.
A beggar I've been three score more in this little Isle of Green. I'm going from the levee and down to Segoo, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Doo. Of all the trades that go in Asha, begging is the best, for when a man is tired he can lay down and rest. He can pay for his dinner, for there's nothing else to do. I caught around the corner in his old rig-a-doo. Slept in a barn way down in Terrebonne, a wet night, come on, yes, slept till the dawn. With the hole in the roof, the rain a coming through, and the cats and the rats, they were playing peek-a-boo. When who should arise but the woman of the house in her white spotted apron and her calico blouse. She began to frighten and I said, oh, and don't be afraid, mama, it's only Johnny Doo. I met a little foxy-haired girl one day, good morning, little foxy-haired girl, I say, good morning, little beggar man, and how do you do? Your raggins and your taggins and your old rig-a-doo. Buy a pair of leggings and a collar and a tie and a nice young lady I'll fetch by and by. Buy a pair of pebbles and color them blue and an old-fashioned lady I will make her do. Over the field with a pack on my back, over the field with a great heavy sack, with the holes in my stockings and my soles peeking through, singing skidding meringa doo, let's go Johnny Doo. I must be going to bed for it's getting late at night, and the fire's all rigged and out goes the light. Now you've heard the story of me old rigga doo, it's good night and God be with you, says old Johnny Doo.
Another Irish harp tune. written by the same guy who wrote the other one, my hero, Turlock O'Carroll. And it's called Shebeg Shimor, and is presumably about a war between two fairy hills. And the hills were in love, but the fairy's kingdoms on them were at war. You can use your own judgment as to which kind of song you think it is. Tune. It's quite a driving one. You'll see why. It's called Charlie Jam.
Another big hand. You don't want me to put a potato in your mouth for hollering more, do you? No, we're trying to finish the program so that we can break for supper and then be back in our places at 7:30. You know, it's as simple as that. And we haven't heard our beautiful guitarist, virtuoso from St. Augustine, Bob Patterson.
I'd like to open up here with a little homemade tune that I wrote about an imaginary house on Conk Island, just outside of St. Augustine, home sweet home. It's called The Old House by the Sea. It's on my new LP.
His life on a fishboat. Mama's gone where she walks no more. Now that they're gone, I'm left here all alone in the old house by the sea. The morning breezes come to wake me, to tell me of the golden sun. Before I'm out of bed, she says she's my only friend. The old house by the sea. The tide retreats just to feed me. The waves invite me to play. The seagull sings a song about all that's going wrong in the old house by the sea. Just outside of the old house, there's a path that leads far away. But I cannot leave, there's too much here for me in the old house by the sea. Drag my body to the sea. With the changing tide, I'll bid goodbye to the old house by the sea.
Thank you very much. 12-string guitar came into America by way of South America. The Spanish claimed that they designed the instrument, saying that when the cowboys or cavaleros got lonesome on the prairies, they carved all the musical instruments in the shape of their women to keep them company out there when they got lonely. If you can dig that.
What do you say?
I think it's this way.
All right.
Made its way along the Gulf Coast into New Orleans. Used a lot by street singers, sometimes referred to as a cowboy's piano. Here's a ragtime piano piece played on the 12-string guitar.
Level. Lost back.
One of the greatest things about this festival is this is always a family affair. I'd like to introduce you to my family. This is my lady Jolene's going to sing a song with me. Jolene. This is another number that comes out of New Orleans back in the old days, back when air was clean and sex was dirty. This one called Woman Be Wise.
I need to be taller.
Yeah, Dale must have left it.
Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man.
You tell him, honey.
Don't sit around gossiping, telling all them good things you know he really can do. 'Cause some women nowadays, Lord, they ain't no good. They'll lie to your face, then try to steal your man. Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Your best girlfriend, she might be a highbrow, changes clothes 3 times a day. Well, what do you think she's doing now while you're so very far away?
What's she doing, honey?
She's holding your man in your own darn bed. You better call up the doctor, honey, and let her investigate your head. Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Don't sit around telling all of your secrets about them good things you know he really can do. 'Cause some women nowadays, Lord, they ain't no good. They'll lie to your face and try to steal your man. Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. I said, don't advertise your man. Did you hear me, honey? Don't advertise your man. Thank you.
Excellent advice. Excellent advice. Here's a song that was written by Utah Phillips called The Green Rolling Hills of West Virginia.
The green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go.
My daddy said don't ever be a miner, for a miner's grave is all you'll ever own. But the hard times everywhere, and I can't find a dime to spare. These are the worst times I have ever known.
But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear, and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go. So I'll move away into some crowded city. In some northern factory town, you'll find me here. Though I'll leave the past behind, I'll never change my mind. These troubled times are more than I can bear. But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go. But someday I'll go back to West Virginia, to the green rolling hills I love so well. Yes, someday I'll go home and I know I'll right the wrong. These troubled times will follow me no more. Yes, someday I'll go home
and I know I'll right the wrong.
These troubled times will follow me no more.
Thank you, folks.
We are proud that this is a family affair, and it does my heart good to see the children here and to see them well behaved, having a good time, enjoying rolling on the grass. Oh, we are proud of this grass. You remember that sand we used to have underfoot around the stage, the old stage that turned mud when it rained? It's great to be up here. Great to have all of you here. Now let's welcome three of our favorite people from the Gainesville area. Don Grooms, Marty Schumann, Tim DeMuss. Oh, I think you could make it a little more brisk than that.
You've seen a lot of people play the banjo here this weekend. I don't play the banjo well or often, but I figure you ought to get a chance to hear how everybody does. When I grew up back in the hills, North Carolina, there was a group up there called J.E. Maynard and his Crazy Water Crystals Band. And his son, Wade Maynard, taught me how to play the banjo. He said, here's three chords and two licks. Don't ever let nobody else teach you anything else. You develop your own music. I even developed my own strap. You can see that I'm a back porch picker. Flat pick. Got a friend over in Evanston, down near Ocala. He's a real Florida cracker. He's got his TV and his refrigerator on his front porch. And he's my kind of person. I call his song American Men and Women. The philosophy is his. He says, let me tell you about America. She's gonna be great again. Soon as all of her little boys start being men. Let me tell you about a man named Jim that I used to know. Lived in an old cracker shack just a little ways down the road. Got a yard full of hound dogs, got pigs out in the shed. TV on his front porch and chickens in his bed. He's living like he wants to, the smartest man I know. Said he'd rather be ignorant than know things that ain't so. And that's why I say America is gonna be great again. Soon as all of our little boys start being men. A woman named Bertha came into Big Jim's life. Showed him all of her female charms, soon became his wife. Put a tablecloth on the table, put a rug down on the floor. Turned his shack into a house, but it ain't home no more. And that's why Big Jim left her, said he had to be a man. Now he's got what he started with, a handful of Florida sand. And that's why I say America is gonna be great again, soon as all of her little boys start being men. About Bertha, this lady that I know, she lives in an old cracker shack just a little ways down the road. She's got a yard full of hound dogs, got pigs out in the shed, got a TV on her front porch and chickens in her bed. She's a living like she wants to, hope Jim will understand, the best way to please a woman is stand up and be a man. Why I say America is gonna be great again, soon as all of her little boys start being men.
Yeah, let's do it. Since I'm wound up and you're all looking real clear-eyed and having fun, here's something we used to do back in the hills of North Carolina. I've got those Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I'll stand right here and say, my grip is packed for travel, and I'm scratching gravel for the Blue Ridge far away. When I was young and in my prime, I left my home in Carolina. Now all I do is cry and pine for the dear old folks I left behind. I've got the Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I'll stand right here and say, my grip is packed for travel, and I'm scratching gravel for the Blue Ridge far away. Hey. Miss my old dog Trey, I love to hear him when he bays. I want to hunt the possum where the dogwood blossom in the Blue Ridge far